In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Terry Gallegos. Also, please do keep in mind Dan Houlihan, who passed away this weekend. He's a dear friend of mine. And also Pat Montaño. They're both from the same parish, my home parish in Albuquerque, and dear friends of me or my family. So please pray for them. When we hear these words of the Scriptures, it's a little bit scary, isn't it? We hear about wars, we hear about resurrections, we hear about famines, we hear about plagues, we hear about awesome signs within the sky, we hear about destructions and stones not being left upon another stone. It's all scary stuff. It's all very intense. And just as I spoke about this weekend at the Sunday Mass, we're focused upon end times, we're focused upon wild things that are going on. Those are the things that catch our attention. But as I was speaking with somebody after the Mass there and we were having the meal, they said, Father, you were speaking about this and you talked about St. Jerome and what he saw in these things. Well, what is it really going on? Is it something that's meant for, is this all metaphorical that it's speaking about at the end of the world, or is this something that's merely interior that's going on? What is the answer? What do you think? Some are saying the end. Some are saying it's something that's metaphorical. You know what the answer is? It's both. It's both. Both at the same time. Everything that's going on here, yes, the Lord is talking about the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem right here. He's saying, you're admiring the stones there. Guess what? They're not going to be here very long. It was in 70 AD when all things were brought to destruction, not long after our Lord's crucifixion. But in a deeper sense, he's talking about what's going on within our own lives. Something like this is going to be going on in each and every one of our souls. There's going to be wars. There's going to be famines. There's going to be plagues. What do we see within our own life when we see moments where we're totally on fire for God and then all of a sudden destruction hits our soul when some bad news comes or when somebody attacks us in some sort of way or our family? It feels like one stone is not left upon another. And even when that abomination of desolation is placed within the holy places we spoke about this weekend, which is anytime you commit sin within your own soul, that's the abomination of desolation. Because do you not know that God has made you to be the very temple of God? You're called to be that. And so we are to be on guard on these things, not to look on the outside to see what was going on, but even more so to see on the inside, because that's the only place that you and I can have control. There's nobody in this room that's powerful enough to stop the end of the world coming. There's nothing that you can do to stop even what goes on in the United States and Washington, D.C., or what's going on in the wild places of Kenosha, Wisconsin, or in any of those places where there's disruption going on, or even in Santa Fe, much less in our own city here, it's very tough to control things. But each one of us has total control over what goes on in our souls. You have absolute control over what goes on in your soul. You can't force there to be consolations. You can't force there to be peace within your soul. You can't force there to do the exterior things. But you can choose how you're going to react to things that are going on. And that's where our Lord wants us to focus on, to make sure that we bring no disturbance to our souls. So we focus on those things which are good, those things which are lovely, those things which do not cause us to leap up in unnecessary anger, but rather to focus on those things which are eternally going to perdure. So that's why our Lord says, when you see these things, do not give in to terror. Do not be afraid. Do not be pulled out of sorts, as it were. What the Lord wants to remind you and me to do is to remember that He is indeed with us. And that's what the last word of the Gospel of Matthew is about, right? The last words of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, right there at the end, right before He ascends into heaven, He says, but lo, I am with you always, even unto the very end of the age. And that should be the most consoling thought that any of you and I need to have, that He's with us even unto the end of the age. Not, I'm with you until the end of the age comes, but even unto that very end. I'm saying that He's not going to leave us. So there's no need to fear, no need to be afraid in that way, or no need to give in to worry or needless anxiety. Our Lord's with us. He's with every soul that does not leave Him first through grave mortal sin. But even so, He continually beckons back and says, I can change even that state if you'll let me do so. That's what He does for us every time we go to confession. And if you've not been to confession in a while, and you're letting any kind of sin reign in your soul, then you're choosing to be in disorder. But if you give that back to God, He'll immediately put you back in peace. Don't hold yourself needless worries. My mom used to sing a song, and I can't remember it right now, but it was basically a Protestant hymn that said, oh, how we needless pain we carry, oh, what needless shame we bear, all because we do not carry these things to our Lord in prayer. And so it is. Carry them to the Lord in prayer and let Him take care of the end of the world. You and I take care of whatever end our soul is headed toward. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.